the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold.
Welcome back to the show. We've mentioned a couple of times, Prime Minister Mark Carney has announced he is headed to China. Next week, he will be meeting, actually, with the Chinese president, Xi Jinping. This is actually the first trip to the country by a Canadian prime minister in more than 8 years. So this is a hope that maybe we rekindle a relationship, at least in terms of trade. We have talked a lot about the impact that tariffs have had on our ag industry, and we know canola has been at the center of that. Canola, big. I mean, it's one of Canada's biggest agriculture success stories. But researchers at the University of Saskatchewan are actually looking at ways to unlock even more value from every seed. Right now, most canola is processed mainly for oil. There are other ways in which it's being used, but a lot of times unused parts of the seed are treated as waste. Well, new research that's being done suggests that that could change, opening the door to higher value products like plant-based protein and specialty oils. We've got a great guest to talk about this, a University of Saskatchewan College of Engineering graduate student. Rune Rong Yin is joining me by phone and has been doing some great research on this. Rune Rong, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you, Alvin, and nice to see you all.
Yes, good to have you here. So let's talk a bit about your research. How did you spark an interest in this research you're doing?
Yeah, like you said, like Saskatchewan is the cradle of canola, right? But mostly like the other oil seeds, soybean or even sunflower seeds, dehulling is quite common with them. But for canola, it's not. So we have a big potential in canola seed. So that's why that makes me want to explore how can we unreveal the potential of that.
So if I'm looking at your research, most research is trying to answer a question or solve a problem. Essentially, you're looking to bring greater value and greater use to the overall canola crop that we grow. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about what you discovered in your research.
Yes, because as we know, canola has a lot of oil and the protein inside. But in the industry, the crushing plants, they always crush the seeds with the hull and the kernel together. So it's a mixture. Then we got the oil and the canola meal. But in that case, we are lowering the value for both products. So our research is like dehulling first to separate the hull and kernel and then go through the oil extraction. So in that way, we can provide higher qualities with oil and also the canola meal, which means it has higher protein content inside to feed the ruminant.
Right. I mean, it makes sense, but how difficult of a process is that to separate the hull from the kernel?
Yeah. So canola seed is quite tiny. It's around like 2 milliliter seeds, and the hull is really thin, attached tightly with the kernel. So that made us hard to separate them. So in that case, we create a gap, like we lose the connections between the hull and kernel. So then when we crack them, it's easily to separate them.
So is this going to be easy to replicate on a grand scale? Like it's one thing to do it in a research facility where you're working hands-on with a small number of seeds. But if you're wanting to do this in a plant, is this going to be easy to replicate?
Exactly. So when we do the research, we prefer to use the parameter and the equipment we always use in the industry. So I could say that it's easily adopted, the method in the industry, but there is still a long way to go. Like we need to optimize the parameters and find the best way to do that. For now, we're in the pilot plant level. Yeah, so still need some time.
Okay.
But to show the interest to the industry, we can do that.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure there's interest for sure if it can maximize value. Rune Rong Yin is my guest, University of Saskatchewan College of Engineering graduate student. Can you tell us how the Canadian light source helped in the work that you're doing? I know you used the synchrotron in your research.
Yes. So synchrotron, we used the beamlet line there, which provides a high-resolution X-ray image. So in that case, we can see the tiny structures inside the canola seed. So we did some treatments on the seed, and then we changed the structures of the seed. With the high-resolution image, we can look into those subtle changes and then relate it to the dehulling outcome.
Mm-hmm. So can you help us understand? Let's say we can commercialize this. You refine your research. We get to the point where we can commercialize this, the separation from the hull and the seed, so it creates less waste and more useful product. What are the products that will benefit from this? What is the use that we could see going forward?
Yeah, so after the dehulling, we can get the pure fractions for both the kernel and then the hull, right? So for the kernel, of course, oil, and then we can get a protein, and also we can have some minor compounds from them. For example, we can use the canola kernel to provide a table sugar to get the sucrose from them, and also we can use the hull fractions. There is a really valuable product inside. It's called omega-7. Mostly, we can assess this compound from the diary, but, you know, canola is a plant-based. So in that case, we can provide these valuable products to the people who have the dietary restrictions. And also, and mostly in the plant where we can get omega-7 is from avocado or macadamia, but we're not growing them here. Mm-hmm. Canola is our crop.
Like,
we can easily assess through our canola hull. So this is a big development for the canola hull utilization.
Okay, you've painted a great picture. You've got a business case together why this is the good thing to do. So what's next, Runrong? Where do we have to go next to get to next steps? We've only got about a minute left of our time.
Yeah, so now we got a promising result. Like, we can use this method to treat the canola seeds and get a good dehulling result. So the next step is we try to scale up. Like you said, we want to do that in the industry to make it commercialized.
Yeah.
So we need to, like, put more seeds and do more experiments and exploring that.
Well, thank you for the work that you and the team are doing, Runrong. This is outstanding stuff and certainly could have major impact in our province. So thanks for your work.
Thank you so much for providing these opportunities, because without the help from the provincial government and even the Sask oil seed, they provide a big funding and the support for us and the Canadian life source. Otherwise, we don't have the chance to do this unique research.
Well, it's outstanding stuff, and we appreciate what you're doing. Runrong Yin, University of Saskatchewan, College of Engineering, graduate student, really groundbreaking work they're doing with canola seed and hull extraction, the ability to separate the two and better find useful purposes for all parts of the canola harvest, which would be great for our province, advanced markets for our growers. There's all kinds of benefits that could come from this. Okay, take a break. We'll be coming back to another great couple of segments. We've still got a full hour on the show. We're going to talk everything from the impacts of winter weather on our hands, could be eczema that you're dealing with, certainly for farmers. I know this is a construction workers. This can be a problem. And we're going to talk about fire safety. We'll talk with one of our fire inspectors yet before the end of the show here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.